All right, let's build a DJ-friendly intro from scratch for that old-school drum and bass vibe, right inside Ableton Live's arrangement view, intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around MIDI clips, audio clips, and basic routing. What we're focusing on is not a pretty intro, this is a mix tool, something a DJ can actually blend with. Clean transients to loft to, obvious phrasing, and a controlled energy ramp that screams classic jungle DNA without wrecking the blend. Quick target, 170 to 175 BPM. I'll sit at 172, and we're aiming for either 32 bars into the drop, or an expanded 64 if you want a longer mix in. First, set tempo to 172, time signature 4/4. Then create a few groups so you can keep this organized and DJ-minded. A drums group, a breaks group, a music group for chords and atmosphere, a bass group for sub-hints, and an FX and impacts group. Now, in arrangement view, the basic roadmap looks like this. Bars 1 through 16, DJ drums. Clean, minimal, steady. Bars 17 through 32, tease and tension. Breaks come in, atmos, dub stabs, risers, signposts. Bar 33, the drop. And here's the mindset that makes this work. Think like a DJ. Ask, what do I need to blend? You need steady drums to sync, predictable boundaries every 8 or 16 bars, and a low end that stays swappable until close to the drop. A really good test later is to imagine your intro playing against a totally different DNB track. Would you clearly know when it's safe to swap bass or bring in the mids? Cool. Step 1. DJ drums. Bars 1 to 16. Create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Pick samples that feel old school. A punchy kick with a short tail, a snare with that 90s crack plus body, a tight closed hat, and optionally a ride or shuffle hat, maybe a rim or ghost snare if you want character later. Program a simple two-step skeleton. Kick on beats 1 and 3, snare on beats 2 and 4, then hats in eighths or sixteenths, but keep the velocity under control. The goal is clarity. We're establishing the grid, not showing off. Now for groove. Use the groove pool, but be disciplined. Try a swing like swing 16-55, and apply it gently, like 10-20%, and only to hats and ghosty stuff. Do not swing your kick and snare unless you're very sure, because DJs want that core to feel stable. Now let's make it mix-friendly with a basic group chain on the drums group. At EQ 8, high pass around 25-30 Hz to remove rumble that just eats headroom. If it's boxy, a tiny dip around 250-400, 1 or 2 dB, is usually enough. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to smash it. Just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peak so it feels glued. Then a saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 3 dB, and if you want it denser, switch on soft clip. If your hats feel too wide or too big, you can high pass them with auto filter around 300 to 600 Hz, and even tighten them with utility. Old school hats often feel tighter and more focused than super wide modern stuff. Now arrange bars 1 to 16 with DJ logic. Bars 1 to 8. Steady kick, snare, hats. Nothing clever. Bars 9 to 16. Add tiny variations every 4 bars. A ghost note. An occasional open hat on an offbeat. Maybe a subtle snare flam in bar 16. But keep it subtle. DJs love predictability. If you overfill the first 16, you take away their clean blend zone. Teacher note here, you're basically building lane discipline. Think of the intro as three frequency lanes. Low lane, 0 to 150 Hz, mostly empty for now. Mid lane, 150 Hz to 3k Hz, readable, where snare presence and break character will live. High lane, 3 to 12k Hz, hats and air. You can evolve the high lane without ruining mixability. Alright, step 2, introduce an old school break layer. Bars 9 to 32. Add an audio track called Break. Drop in a break with character, amen style, think, funky drummer energy, or a modern break that still has that crunchy ghost note feel. Warping matters a lot here. If you want it smooth and general purpose, try Complex Pro. If you want it more chopped and punchy, use Beats Mode. Preserve transients, and set the envelope around 20 to 40, so it tightens up. Listen for artifacts. If it gets facey or watery, swap warp modes. This is one of the biggest why does my break sound wrong moments in Ableton. Now process the break so it behaves in an intro. EQ 8 first, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. This is important. You're leaving the kick and later the sub to own the bottom. If it's muddy, dip around 300 to 500 a little. Then drum bus. Drive lightly, like 5 to 15%, crunch from 0 to maybe 10, and be careful with boom. Boom can fight your kick and later sub. So keep it off or very low. If you want that old sampler edge, add redux very subtly. Downsample just a touch, like 0.98 down to 0.92. Bit reduction at 0 or 1. Tiny. If you hear it obviously, it's probably too much for a DJ intro. Now arrangement placement. Bars 9 to 16. Bring the break in quietly, like 10 to 14 dB under the main drums. It's a texture and a tease, not the main beat yet. Bars 17 to 32. Bring the break up and start teasing edits. You can mute the kick occasionally to let the break speak, but keep the core snare timing obvious. Automate the break volume to ramp from bars 9 through maybe 24. And a nice trick. Automate the break's high-pass filter from like 150 Hz down toward 100 Hz as you approach the drop, while still keeping the real low end clean. That gives the illusion of the break getting bigger without actually stepping on the sub lane. And remember, phrase clarity doesn't require huge fills. Micro signposts work better for DJs. A reversed cymbal, a tiny snare drag, a quick tape dip on the break layer only. Dancers feel movement, DJs still have a stable grid. Step 3. Atmosphere and dubby chord stabs, bars 17 to 32. This is where the soul comes in. Create a MIDI track called Stabs, load Waveatable or analog. In Waveatable, start with something squarish in OSC1, then a sine or triangle quietly in OSC2 for body. Add a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, small amount, like 10 to 20%, just to widen it a bit. Filter, low pass 24 dB slope, cut off somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. And we'll automate it later. Add a little drive, just enough to make it bite. Amp envelope. Fast attack. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay 200 to 500 ms. Sustain at 0 and release 80 to 200 ms. We want a stab, not a pad. Now the dub space chain. You can do it directly on the track, or, even better for mix clarity, do returns and throw into them. Let's start simple. Put echo on the stabs. Choose a dotted eighth or a quarter delay time. Feedback around 20 to 40%. Filter the delay. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. A little modulation for movement. Then reverb. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 ms. And high pass the reverb around 250 to 400 so it doesn't smear the low mids. Here is a pro move. Keep the stabs fairly dry. And automate the send to echo and reverb so only the last stab of a phrase throws out into space. That gives you huge dub vibes without turning the groove into a washy mess. Musically, choose a minor key, F minor, G minor, whatever suits your drop. Keep it simple. A two-chord vamp like I to flat 7 or I to Roman 4. Play stabs sparsely at first. Bar 17 to 24. One stab every two bars. Bars 25 to 32. One stab every bar. And automate the filter to open gradually. Important, keep the sub and bass mostly out at this stage. We are foreshadowing, not dropping early. Step 4, sub hint and bass foreshadow, bars 25 to 32. Create a MIDI track called SUB, load operator, oscillator on sine. Keep the envelope simple, instant attack, sustained note, and a short release like 80 to 150 milliseconds so notes don't click off too hard. Add saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on, then EQ8, low pass around 120 to 180 Hz to keep it clean and pure. The point is, when the drop hits, it should feel like the low lane suddenly opens up. If you fill it too early, you kill that impact. Arrange it like this. Bars 25 to 28, sub hits only on bar 1, like a single long note. It's a hint. Bars 29 to 32, increase the frequency slightly. Half bars or quarter notes, but still minimal. Now sidechain it so the intro stays clean. Put a compressor on the sub. Enable sidechain. Feed it from the drum's kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 80 to 140 ms. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. That keeps the kick authoritative and makes the sub feel controlled, like it belongs. If you want the sub hit to read on small speakers without actually bringing big low end in early, duplicate the sub track. High pass it around 150 Hz, add more saturation, then low pass around 500 to 800. Blend it very quietly. That gives you audible harmonics without ruining the DJ-friendly low-end swap space. Step 5, FX, risers, and the last 8 bars structure, bars 25 to 32. Create a riser track. Operator works great. Turn on noise. Add auto filter. Automate cutoff from around 200 Hz up to 8 to 12 kHz. with resonance around 10 to 25%, then reverb with a long decay, maybe 3 to 6 seconds, and high pass at around 500 Hz so it stays out of the way. Automate volume up into the drop, add an impact at the drop, bar 33, and optionally a downlifter right before, like at bar 32 beat 4, to pull energy down and make the drop feel bigger. Now the DJ signpost in bar 32. This is crucial. Pick one clear cue, a one beat snare fill, a quick break chop, or even a tiny micro silence for like a quarter beat before the drop. The point is, the crowd should feel the here it comes, and the DJ should be able to predict it without guessing. Classic move, do a gentle high pass on the music group only, not the master. Use auto filter and automate it over bar 32, from basically flat up to around 150 Hz, then snap it back at bar 33. That creates that sucked out pre-drop moment without messing with the drum's beat matching stability. Step 6. Make it DJ-proof with phrasing and markers. Drop in locator markers so anyone can read your arrangement like a roadmap. At bar 1, intro, DJ drums. At bar 17, break tease. At bar 25, tension plus sub hint. At bar 33, drop. And adopt a rule, something changes every 8 bars, minimum every 16. It doesn't have to be loud. It can be the new hat layer, a single reverse cymbal, a stab throw, a tiny break edit. Just make the chapters obvious. Now, quick reality checks before we wrap. Monitor at 2 levels. Quiet volume tells you if the groove and phrasing stand up without hype. Loud volume tells you if your hats and effects get harsh. If it hurts loud, it's going to be unbearable in a club. Also, leave DJ headroom on purpose. Don't slam the intro like it's the drop. Let it breathe. DJ's ride gains and EQ hard. A more dynamic intro blends better. Common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. Too busy too early. No clean layer for mixing. No signposting, so the intro feels random in a club. Sub too soon or too loud, making low-end swaps messy. Overwet reverb blurring transients. And warp artifacts on breaks, making them facey or watery. Mini practice to lock this in. Build two versions using the same drop. Version A, 32 bars. 1 to 16 clean 2 step, 17 to 32 break tease, stabs, riser, 33 drop. Version B, 64 bars, 1 to 16 drums only, 17 to 32 break low plus atmos, 33 to 48 add stabs and more edits, 49 to 64 sub hint and very clear fills into the drop. For each version, include at least one break edit fill, at least one filter automation ramp, and keep the sub introduction to the final 8 to 16 bars. Optional advanced spice if you want more lift without ruining mixability. Add a double time tease, keep kick and snare the same, but add a secondary hat pattern in 16ths during bars 25 to 32. Lower velocity, high pass it more aggressively. Energy goes up, but the beat still DJs perfectly. Alright, this audio version is shortened for playback.